Blog Talk Radio. Archivist, the modern day mystic, as she helps you find your personal intuitive uniqueness and universal alignment for a more meaningful life. You're listening to the Modern Day Mystic with your host, Cynthia Barkevesser.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Barkevesser, your modern day mystic, and welcome to my inaugural show through Angel Heart for You's radio channel. Today, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about what is a modern day mystic, what does that really mean? And then after chit-chatting for just a little bit, we're going to take a break, and I promise you I will happily do readings. It's one of my favorite things to do. So sit tight. After a little bit of sharing, I would love to hear from you. It will take your name, not your full name, just your full name. I mean, just your first name. Sorry about that. Just your first name and your age, and that's what gets me connected to you, and I'm happy to answer your question. So, what is a modern-day mystic? In my philosophy, back in the good old days when there was plenty of space and a lot of nature, it was much simpler to commune with everything around you. So, it was easy to commune with the plants. It was easy to understand the weather. I'm not going to say it was easier to understand your neighbor, but you understood the nature around you. And then as we became more and more industrialized, space got a little bit tighter. It became more and more important to communicate with other people. And because we're such amazing intuitive folks, we think that we all are intuitive in the same way, and we're not. And that causes hurt feelings because everybody wants to understand each other, but more importantly, they want to be understood. So my goal is to have you walk in alignment with your emotional, spiritual, and practical self, which, of course, helps others be in alignment with their emotional, spiritual, and practical selves. And you'll probably think, Cynthia, that is a little wacky. So can you explain it a little bit better? And I actually had the same thought. So this morning in my meditation, I was asking my higher power, how in the heck can I explain this? And as soon as I asked, I could hear the birds chirping outside my office, which was beautiful. And then my laundry, my washing machine started going at the same time. And the answer to walking in alignment is not focusing on the bird tweets or focusing on the laundry, which is an easy thing to do, but allowing the two to come together and listen to the birds and see that it's in alignment with the wash machine and listen to the washing machine and seeing that you can hear the birds. That means sometimes you're going to focus on the birds, but knowing that the washing machine is still there, and you know, focus on the washing machine, think about the laundry for a moment, and then walk your spiritual path as you do the laundry. I have my story. It's a funny story from one of my friends. Her name is Rosa, and she's a really sweet, amazing woman and incredibly successful in her business. She practices open door policy, but sometimes she does have the need to close the door and focus on herself. But her employees or her coworkers are so used to being so, and are so available that they just walk on in and don't respect her space. And she's okay. She's incredibly poised, so it takes a lot to make her angry, but she found herself more and more tired. So we talked about different ways to help her stay spiritual and for herself as well as for her clients. Now, I'm going to back up just a second and talk about centering and meditation and things like that. I believe that whatever you do, if good for you, good for you. What that means to me is I love to meditate first thing in the morning after my cup of coffee, before I get out of my pajamas. Now, talking to my daughter, who also meditates. She likes to think of meditation as a corrective measure. So when she feels herself getting out of alignment, what she does is she just takes 1 minute and she does quick meditation and she writes herself. And then as she and she self-corrects throughout the day. I also have another friend who doesn't matter where she is, she could be at an important meeting or at a luncheon, and her alarm go off at 11:11, I believe, and she turns off her alarm, and for 1 minute she just relaxes. So whatever works for you is it works for you. Having said that, we are all incredibly busy people, and my goal again is to make it simpler for you to walk your emotional, spiritual, and practical self together. So what I'd like to do is give you 3 little meditations that you can do throughout the day. It only takes 1 or 2 minutes, and it'll help write yourself. You can do it in the beginning of the day. You can do it at the end of the day. You know, whatever works for you, it's just important that you take good care of yourself and that you pay attention to yourself. So the first thing I'd like to do is talk about Lacey L's. Now I'll go back to the story with Rosa. So Rosa wanted to always appear professional, which she always is. She wanted to find a way to be able to recenter so that she can focus on her team. And so what we did is we came up with a handwriting analysis form of meditation. And it's called Lacey L's. All you need is a pad of paper and a pen or a pencil. You don't need to have lined paper. It doesn't matter if it's letter size or legal size, drawing paper, butcher paper. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you have this piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. And you go back to Thursday and you think about, you go ahead and put the pen on your paper and you just let that pen move from that starting point down up to the forward corner. And then down to the left bottom corner, and then loop up and around toward the right side of the page. And just as you start getting to the right side page and you feel like you're going to curl up, that's the passing of your second L. So you go back up to the right upper right corner, and on down to the bottom left corner, and then up towards the forward corner. And you keep linking these ACLs all the way down the page. Now, if you're a perfectionist like me, you're saying, oh my gosh, these are not lining up properly. And the answer is, that's absolutely correct. They're supposed to go diagonal, and they're supposed to be beautiful. And what that does is that every time you loop around, it helps you relax. So I'm finding out that I am cutting in and out, and I'm really sorry. Please stick with me as I try and work it out. I'm going a little bit closer to the microphone and see if that helps. And what we'll do is after the break, if there's anything that you'd like to reiterate, I have to do that. Again, so we were just talking about the Lacey L's. So the beauty of the Lacey L's is that you're at your desk. You can just sit for 1 minute. And actually, it only takes 1 page, maybe 2 at the most. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, and then you're ready for your next appointment. The reason I call that modern day mystic, it's a way of getting recentered, focusing back yourself in the middle of a corporate world of a really big day. So I invite you to practice that. Another thing that I like to do is I like to do rocking, and there's rocking as in a rocking chair, but this actually comes from martial arts, and it helps you understand how to get centered over your body, body alignment. Then guess what? You usually have emotional alignment, which helps with your alignment. Yes, people, that means posture doesn't count. I'm still practicing on mine, just so you know. So rocking is standing up, having your shoulders over your feet, and your feet are just shoulder width apart. And then you purposely just rock back and forth. So you rock to the right, rock to the left, and you'll notice that as you're transferring your weight, is a moment that you are able to see, feel that exact center. And as you start getting more and more accustomed to what that center feeling is, you'll notice that your rocking starts slowing down and isn't as exaggerated and becomes more and more subtle. And pretty soon, it doesn't take a whole lot of time, you'll find that you are standing completely still and you're feeling rock solid. You're feeling every bone in your feet, which there are quite a few. I don't have the number and I can get that for you sometime soon, but I don't know it at the moment. But you're feeling solidly over your feet. You're feeling that your hips are over your feet. You're feeling that you can breathe. And guess what? You have great posture. And then your thinking is a little bit different. And if your thinking is a little bit different, then your emotions are a little bit different. Your emotions a little bit different. Your outlook, your spirituality is much more clear. That one I really like. The both of those I like because those are active meditations. I'm huge with I'm huge with imagination, but these are simple and they don't take anything. They cost no money and you can do it just about anywhere. Don't tell anybody, but I've been known to do that in the women's bathroom behind the stall, of course, before I do a class that I find a little bit intimidating because it's my first time doing something. It's a lot of fun. I do like being barefoot, and I recommend that you be barefoot as well so that you can stand really solid over your feet. But you don't have to. You really don't. So those are two of the three. And the third is my favorite. And I like it the most when it's an emotional day. And it is the simple act of drinking hot water. And drinking hot water is fantastic for your system. So we're already talking about the physical benefits. It's a cleanser. You need water. But the better part of it is that as you drink hot water, you can feel it go down your throat. So it's the act of feeling the hot water in the cup and bringing the hot water to your lips and then taking a sip and just allowing that sip to travel past your throat and down and just relax. And as you feel the water go down to a place where you're ready for another sip, and then you go for your next one. That has been, I've seen people with real emotional stress take some sips of hot water and it immediately calms them down. It's an amazing thing. Again, and it's free and it's good for you physically. So why am I talking to you about all this stuff? Let's see. The reason I'm talking to you about all this stuff is that we are constantly bombarded with information. I love my cell phone. I love my iPad. I love my laptop. I love my Facebook. And it's so easy to get involved. But I also love myself, and I love being my best self around other people. And being your best self is your true self. And the true self is what shines the brightest. And that's my hope for you. Now, let's see. I'm seeing that people are already asking about questions, which is amazing, and I'm super excited. I do see that a couple of them are about relationships. That's absolutely fine. Please know that I will be focusing on relationships on Friday. I'm happy to answer the questions that you have today. But if you know me at all, you know that I love to throw a curveball. So since we're talking about modern day mystic, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about the person who's asking their end of the agreement in a relationship. So that's your teaser in the next few minutes, and also an even bigger teaser for Friday, which I promise you will be a lot of fun. Let's see. So we were talking about alignment. There are a lot of people out there that say, what are my favorite questions? So my favorite questions are people who say, I'm stuck at this and I'm stuck at that. A lot of it has to do with work. A lot of people don't believe that they can bring their spirituality into work. And it's one of my favorite subjects because, we bring all of ourselves wherever we go. And even though everybody believes that, the next thing they do is they compartmentalize and they save their emotions at work and they save their frustrations at home and they save all their troubles for their friends And this is the only places that we share, which is kind of interesting to me. So the funny thing about walking your spirituality at work is really just being really honest with who you are at work. Now, I know it's a little bit early, but what I'd love to do is see if we can take some calls a little bit early about modern day mystic and then take a break and then go to all and just open it up and make it a free for all. I love free for all. So, Tana, would that work for you? Let's see. Okay, so I've been asked to do the chat message first. And this is a message for Kelly. And Kelly is in Oakland, and she wants to know when she will find love. Kelly, as soon as I hear your name, I feel that you are a really good communicator when you want to be, but you have a challenge communicating what it is that you – oh, let's see. She's on the phone, so she's going to get patched in. I'm super excited. Can't wait to hear from Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for calling. So what I would like from you is I know your name. May I please get your age?
39.
And just out of curiosity, what's your birth month?
All right. I couldn't just hear you. You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, just out of curiosity, can I please get your birth month?
Yes, February.
February. Hey, congratulations. Did you just get your birthday or you're on your way?
I just had it last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you know, 40 is rocking, so get excited. 39 is amazing,
cool.
At 40 is rocking. So I want you to know that you're in a really good year right now. You've been working on building foundation, and now I understand why you want to look for love. You're rock solid. You're saying these are the things that are important to me, and now I want to look for something. You're a really good communicator until it comes to matters of the heart. And then what happens is that you tend to get just a little bit flustered and the things that you say are not exactly what you mean. So what happens then is that you set up just a little bit of missing the mark. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. That's absolutely okay. So this is not a huge problem. It just feels like a huge problem because there's nothing more frustrating than near misses, right?
Yeah.
So don't worry. It's going to take a little bit of practice. Keep going out there. The other thing, too, is that you're a really good listener, but you argue with yourself, and you like to stick with your original opinions, even though you can feel yourself shifting and changing your mind. There's a part of you that says, no, this is the way it needs to be. You're not wishy-washy by changing your mind. You're really not, especially not where you are right now in your life. Okay. So here's what the practice is. The practice is to be very specific, and you can start with your barista if you'd like, being very specific about what you want. And so if you like, I like an almond milk vanilla latte with more vanilla than not, so it's like 4 pumps instead of 3, with extra foam. It's pretty specific, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you need to do. That's the beginning of your practice. And then we want to start that as your practice because it's not emotional. There's no attachment to it. And if it's not perfect, here's the hard part. If it's not perfect, guess what you got to do?
Move on.
No, you got to send it back. Send it back. You don't want to move on.
Send it back.
Send it back. Okay, because what you're telling the universe by moving on is like, it was a miss. By going and sending it back, you're telling the universe like, hey, I'm practicing, so I'm going to send it back. I'm going to get exactly what I want. And when it tastes just right, then I'm going to say thank you with every fiber of my being. And then you enjoy that whatever your coffee drink is. Okay? And then from there, you move forward. You can ask the people who bag your groceries to put the refrigerated items in one bag, the freezer items in another bag. It doesn't really matter, fruit separated from vegetables, however you want to do it. But it's about being very specific in what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
And then there's one. Yeah, can I ask you a
question? Oh, no, go ahead. I hear it coming. Go ahead.
So there's one person I'm thinking about in particular, and the whole communication thing you just talked about, like, fits to a T. You see that I've already met this person, and I'm just not – there's a little bit of fuzziness with our communication, and I'm wondering if maybe that's
– Yeah, you have total – you know, let's not lie. You're totally way more interested in this person that you're saying than you're saying on the radio station. And this this person is actually pretty much gets you going, right? Get your blood pumping in all the right places, and you get excited to see this person. And then as soon as the conversation happens, it just gets a little bit fuzzy. And just I just want you to know that this person does like you too. There is a little bit of a mix-up, or, you know, when I say mix-up, I mean like mixed messages. So this person's not really sure exactly if they're in the friend zone or not. And and so it's really funny. You guys have a good time, and then you have these questioning looks as you leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I would say practice really hard. Let's not focus on this person just yet, but, you know, don't ignore them. Okay? Don't focus on just for – give yourself 2 weeks, just like you would with exercise, right? You give yourself 2 weeks to get into the habit of stuff. Give yourself 2 weeks. Practice your baristas and all that other good stuff in your daily life. That means it also means that if someone cuts you off, that you have to be very explicit in your anger, right, when they cut you off or whatever it is. And then after the 2 weeks, if you promise that you're being diligent, then check out the conversation again and see what happens. It'll be so different. And then what'll happen? Now here's the funny part is then what'll happen is that. Just so you know, he's a little bit of a fumbler, too, with his words.
Yeah.
So as you become more clear, he's going to become more fumbly, and that's going to be super cute. Okay?
Okay.
So laugh, that's enjoy, good. Tell him it's super cute, and then let the next steps happen.
Great. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to mention really quickly. Yeah, it definitely helps. I thank you so much for your reading, and I took a class with you a long, long time ago at that
Christmas. I still teach those classes Thursday nights. They're amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been to that shop in like a long time. So I'm like, when I saw your email this morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to call in.
I'm so glad you did. And please keep listening. I would love your feedback if there's any other type of content that you would like. And I'm talking to all listeners, not just you. But I do love that you're here, Kelly. Thank you so much. And come visit me at the store, or, you know, Angel Heart for You has amazing classes as well. And I'm there as well. And I invite you to go on, you know, to check that place out too. Super, super cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you fitting me in and answering my question, and you starting your show and blog talk. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you, and I will hopefully catch you soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So from here, I am going to take Lucy, and let's see, is Lucy on the phone or is Lucy on the messages? Let me find out. I can't find her. So
I'm on the phone.
Yay. Hey, Lucy, how are you doing?
Yay. Hey, good. I'm waiting. Yay.
Ah.
Okay. Then do you need my age or no, you don't?
I do need your age. I'm so nosy. I need to know.
Damn. Okay. 54.
54. That's an awesome age.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No.
And I'm a Libra.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know, but I have a rising Capricorn, so I think I'm good.
I think you're really good, too.
Thanks, hon.
So what would you like to – what's your question for today?
Would like to know, what do you see in terms of my career and business, or, you know, somebody coming with me in a business or whatever you see?
You know, you're in an amazing place right now. Have a little bit of patience with your business, because things are not working for you the way that they used to work. What that means is, however you used to market doesn't work very well. The tagline that you would use isn't working for you the same way that it used to. So it doesn't give you the same type of satisfaction. All right.
Right.
But that's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
it's as the level of satisfaction creeps down just a little bit more, what will happen is that frustration will pop in, and it's that frustration that's going to give you lead way to imagination, which will get you to your next tagline, which will get you to a shift in your business. Okay? Now, are you working with a partner right now? Because I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to bring someone forward with that with the next one either. This is all you. And be happy with the all you. Do you have someone that's wanting to go with you into the business?
I'm looking for, I think, maybe like a business sponsor or someone to sponsor my work.
Okay, now that's different, right?
Because I know.
Yeah, and sponsorship actually works really well. And the reason that's good is that, you know, your lovely little Libra self, it's easy for one thing to bleed into another. And so if you have someone come in with definite parameters, then it's going to be a very good partnership. I don't see anybody or any sponsorship or partnership happening until after September, somewhere between September and October. But it's going to take you a little while to get to that frustration point anyway. So it's okay not to focus on that. It's okay to just...
is that because Jupiter is moving in Libra in September? Is that why you're saying that?
You know, okay, now I got to make a confession. My confession is I'm not really good at astrology. It's super technical, and I'm known as a rule breaker.
Okay.
So
no problem. Tell me whatever messages you get, you see me moving, whatever.
Yeah, no. So I don't. Now that's another question about the move. But what I do see is that as things are, so I see that you're shedding some stuff. But now the shedding of stuff is not, it's not like a spring cleaning. So you don't have to worry about the physical things, although it doesn't hurt for you to get rid of a few physical things. It's more of philosophy and ideals. And it's the philosophy and ideals is what's going to shift. So now is a really good time for you to start just touching upon, touching upon is not the word, but just meeting some new people and having some small talk with new people and allowing the small talk help create, you know, ideas, let things percolate, because your current ideas, your ideals and philosophies are just a bit off. Your experience no longer matches your ideals. And that's just the way it is, you know, in life.
Yeah, do you see that these people that I would be meeting, they're within the United States?
I actually do, but I do, the thing about, are you talking about international work?
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to know if maybe the new people that you're saying I'm going to meet, are they international? Whatever,
okay.
I'm just guessing, you know, like asking you, whatever
you
get.
I totally get where you're coming from. And you're super excited, which I think is it's exactly where you need to be, because you've been so bummed out, you know, for the past few months. So here's what I'm going to say. See,
that's true.
That's because I'm a psychic. So the people that I encourage you to meet are actually local and just a little bit outside your comfort zone. That's okay. We're talking about coffee shop talk. Now, remember, we're just talking about getting new ideas to percolate. The clients that you're going to have and the business that you're going to create is international, but you cannot get there until you create your new ideas. And the new ideas aren't going to happen until you start releasing old ideals. And that's not going to happen until you start talking to some new people. Because right now you're just at frustration level. See how that works?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been there, done that. Right. I guess I'm curious to know then, these new ideas are the ideas that I will be discussing with these people. And
what?
I can move forward because it's international. Do you know what I do, or does that help or no?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. I would love to talk with you more, but we're getting ready to go to commercial.
Oh, sorry.
So,
go ahead. Thank you.
No, you're so welcome. You're more than welcome to call again or call me another time offline, okay?
Okay. What's your number?
You know what? That is a beautiful segue for me. Thank you so much. My number is area code 415-740-7955.
Yes.
Or you can also reach me through angelheartforyou.net. That's all one word.
Angelheartforyou, spelled like actual four, F-O-R?
Nope, it's the number 4.net.
Oh, .net.
Uh-huh.
Got
and
it.
You can see me at cynthiavarcavisser.com. So many ways to reach me. I am so totally.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, you have a wonderful time. Okay, bye, hon.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So we are about to take a break. When you're ready, please, when you're ready to ask a question or just talk with me, please give a call. It's 657-383-0608. All right, Tana, we'll see you in a couple of minutes and we will talk a little bit more. All right. Thank you.
Experience the magic of Angel Heart for You, nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Benicia, California. Embrace the aroma of scented candles, essential oils, incense, and aromatherapy products as you wander the aisles of inspirational and metaphysical books and gifts. Enjoy the positive energy vibrating in this historical site where the well-known author Jack London was once a frequent visitor. If you're in need of a smile or a hug, Angel Heart for You is the place to visit. Do you have an intention or a wish to manifest? Experience the magic of our intention tree. Email us at angelheartforyouradiochannel@gmail.com and be included in our sacred intention tree ritual. Just write us your intention and we'll offer it up in fire along with those left in our store. Then offer them again to the beach and water in Benicia. May angels be with you in all your comings and goings. Love, Angel Heart for You. Join us for the experience of a lifetime. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreats invites you to a powerful 3-day retreat in the beauty of the high desert. People travel from all over the world just to experience the healing vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. Through a series of mindful meditations and spiritual activities amongst the red rocks, let the land call you home to your higher self and source. Surrender, transform, Sedona. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreat is hosted by Angel Heart for You radio hosts Tana Newberry and Linda Grindel. Learn more at www.sacredconnectionssedona.com.
You're back with Cynthia Varcavisser, your modern day mystic. I am so grateful to be here and I am ready to take calls. The phone number is 657-383-0608. Call on in and I will answer your questions. So we don't have any calls at this moment, so please feel like we can take a call. I'm sorry, I'm new to this and I realize that we can get chat questions as well. So I'm going to go take a look and see if I can find a chat question. Oh, it's Terry's birthday. Holy cow. Congratulations and happy birthday, Terry. Let me see if I can find your question. Tana, I don't know how to read these. Let's see. Oh, this is Terry. What do you see for me in the relationship and career in the next few months? And let's see, I do believe, yeah, it was your birthday. I won't say your name, your age out loud, although I'd be very proud of your age. And wow, you've got a lot of stuff going on this year, Terry. Super excited for you. This is a year for you to take a lot of personal risks and actually practical risks. You're at a place right now where you're thinking, well, I need to learn something new. And what I'd like you to do is actually flip that thought and become a master of something new. You're already an expert on many things. One of them is about communication. You've been working on that a lot, and about personal growth. Now I'd like you to take it one step further and take the personal growth and the communication and bump it up to the next level. What that means in career is that I see you doing much more speaking and much more training, more than anything hands-on. I do recommend that you do not do one-on-one, but you do one-to-many, a minimum of five. And that, let's see, was there anything else with your career? And also to give it just a little bit of time. And what I mean by that is I find that when people say, when am I going to find out about my career, or when am I going to find out about my my soulmate or my loved one, is that when a date is given, the homework has stopped. So what I like to do now is give homework and then give the date. So what I would suggest for you is that in this time and place is to start, let me see what's going on for you right now. Hold on one second. Is that if you want to start connecting with old friends, you know, I hear old folks, but that's not what I meant. What you want to do is connect with old friends and old business associates. And what will happen from there is that you will see that there is a new niche market for you to go on in. And from that new niche market, you can move to the next place. You also asked about love, I think. Let me see. Relationship. So, again, the thing with you is that you've been working very hard on yourself, but now is the time for you to rest when it comes to relationships. Sometimes you have to let the bread rise, right, before you can go ahead and knead it back on down, and then it rises again, and then you can put it back on into bread. You're at that place right now where you're just letting everything sit, and it's not something that you're very comfortable with, because you like movement, you like progress, you like to see you know, things happen. And, you know, to be honest, who doesn't? But if this is the one time that rest is super important. I won't call it idleness, because that's not a word that you like, but rest is a very good time, as a good word for you, which means, you know, take longer coffee breaks, take a vacation, that's longer than what you normally take. Don't take a hiatus, because that's one thing that you usually do. You're an all or nothing type of person. So you don't want to do that, but take a little bit longer vacations, take a little bit more time in things that you do. Anything that you book, you want to go ahead and put more breathing space in everything that you book. Okay. So, hopefully that is a complete answer for you. Just let me know if there are any questions beyond that. And let me see. Let's see. I apologize for the silence, but I guess I can't read and talk at the same time. Isn't that something? Let's see. This is for Rhoda. What is going on with my relationship with Eric? Hold on one moment. I hope you don't mind. I've been frustrated about not spending enough time with him lately. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So hold on one moment, Rhoda. I don't have your age, but I think it's going to be okay. I'm sorry that you are pretty upset. This is actually affecting you a lot more than you know. It's affecting not just your emotions, but it's also within your body. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're having trouble sleeping, or if you're just feeling a little bit achy, that your body's not the same that it normally functions. Take care. I'm going to talk about you first before I talk about the relationship. And the reason that it's important to talk about you first is that there is a piece of you that is feeling like you have been You know, the best word is, well, I'm hearing lied to. And so that's the word I'm going to go with. Basically, is that an agreement has not been met, and agreements are very important to you. So you feel like that your person has committed fraud. And although you understand that he's got personal issues going on, he did make an agreement with you, and this is why it's so important. So here's what's important for you, is that every time that you feel like you want to, every time that you want to address this thing with Eric, I would like you to do one thing for yourself. So, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. When I'm feeling a little bit lonely and not, or feeling down, and I don't really know what to do with myself, don't tell anybody this, but I usually go to the local store and go to the greeting card section and just read greeting cards for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then I can have my own opinions very quietly about which ones I think are dumb and which ones are absolutely hilarious. And whether or not I buy it, a card doesn't really matter. What matters is that I took some time for myself to listen to myself and, you know, listen to my own opinions and actually respect my own opinions. The reason it's important to do that is that what will happen is that your investment will change, and your investment will change from that of Eric and your relationship to that of you. Now, let me just make this really clear. You have three agreements going on. You have an agreement with you, you have an agreement with Eric, and you have an agreement to the relationship. The order of your agreements, which you are really good at, are a little bit skewed. Right now, your number one is Eric, and then it's relationship, and then it's you. And what's happening with Eric is that he feels fraudulent because he's focusing on himself, and then he's focusing on himself, and then he's focusing on himself, and there's no you, which is kind of crummy, but there's nothing you can do about that. By you focusing on you, what will happen is that he will feel the absence of energy, and that will make him pay attention. So you talking to him about it does not create the energy of having him go and spend time with you. Actually, you focusing on yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day, doing whatever it is that you decide to do, is what's going to create that absence of energy that he he'll notice it and go, oh, something's different, and now I better check in with my person. I don't see this being a long time thing, but it's sure going to feel like forever because it's just so darn frustrating. I'm not going to say hang in there, and I'm not going to say give up. All I'm going to say is focus on spending that time for yourself and really listen to yourself, and then see where your best investment is, whether it's with you much more time and much less time with Eric, or having a more balanced investment of you and then relationship, and then Eric. All right? So I hope that works for you, or if that is a complete answer for you. And now I'm going to look for Al's question. Let's see. Al, where are you? Hang with me for one moment, please. Shoop. That was a strange noise. I don't know where that came from. Let's see. Tana, I cannot find Al's question. Would you mind bringing that back up for me? While we're doing that, I would love to talk to Don, who's the same age as me. Congratulations, Don. Let's see. She's saying that she's physically active and she has a lot of pain in her neck and shoulder in the past couple of years. Will it get better? The answer is yes. I find you very interesting because your activity, actually, your being active in your body helps you slow down your brain. Your brain is pretty darn amazing, and it goes fairly fast. And so by keeping yourself nice and fit, you're in alignment. But what's happening is that you're not paying as much attention to your imagination, your creative side, as much as the rest of you wants to. Now, remember, this is about modern day mystics. So it's alignment of your emotional, spiritual, and practical selves. So you're doing a really good job with your physical self, and you're doing a really good job with your practical self. But there is this young piece of you, like incredibly young, very playful, that's wanting to come on out. And just by giving it a little bit of time and a little bit of attention, you'll find that the stress in your neck and shoulder, and just so you know, it won't go together. It will go one by one, and you're actually going to feel like you're going to have an earache as you lessen your neck pain, because they're all interlinked. So the neck pain will shift, then it'll feel like there's an ear thing that's happening. Don't worry, that's part of the process, and then the shoulder will alleviate. Your shoulder is really just saying, hey, I've got a whole lot of responsibility. Can you just drop some of it? And you're a very responsible person, which means you know how much stress you can handle. But what is really important to remember is how much playful there is. So get down and dirty. And, you know, and I mean down and dirty. I don't mean that kind of down and dirty. But get down and dirty and channel your inner 5-year-old, 7-year-old. Enjoy the sandbox, you know, get some dirt on your elbows for no apparent reason, do some barrel rolls down the hill, unless you have like really bad hay fever. And you're going to find that it's going to lessen little by little. Okay, let's see. I have one from Anne. She says, should I start a blog of some sort? Like I received a sign when an old newspaper article fell out of my recipes. It was called Annie's Mailbox. Annie, I love you. You have a lot to say. You have a lot of opinions, and you happen to be way more bubbly than I am, which is admirable. I do feel like you are a sharer, and the sharing does not need to be a blog or a blog of some sort. You are actually much better in person. So blogs work, but it won't be satisfying for you for the long haul. I would recommend, if you are not interested in actually setting up like groups or seminars or things like that, then instead of blogging where you type things out, do some videos of yourself and make it as interactive as possible, because you're that kind of person. I love your energy. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. Allow yourself to be a little bit nervous. It's okay. And the reason I say that is you're at a place right now where you have a lot of stuff going on, and so there's a part of you that tends to get a little bit tentative. And that's not who you usually are, and so it's a little bit interesting to you, and that's okay. Allow yourself to be nervous. Allow yourself to be tentative. Go ahead and take baby steps if you want to. Instead of blogging or vlogging, I guess is what the video logging is, instead of doing the videos, if you want to do some blogs first, before you get online, I think it would probably even be more fun if you started your own YouTube channel and did some private videos, and then let your friends see it and let it be kind of a celebration game, and then open it up to the public. That would be your wheelhouse. When you do that, please let me know. I'm super excited to see what you have to say. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And let's see, Denise, where are you, Al? I feel like I'm ignoring you, and I don't want to. So hang in there, and if I don't get to you now, I promise to get to you offline, just because I feel like I'd be doing you a disservice by not. But so I've got Dawn, and she is also my age. Let's see. I'm so sorry. I am learning. I thought I knew internet, and I find that I'm pretty remedial at all this stuff. Hang on. So let's see. I got Dawn and Denise. Let's see. She would like to know what tasks to concentrate for on the next few months. Aha! I just found something. So hang on one second. So I apologize for that. So here are the tasks. You are in this moment, okay, just in this moment. This is not something that you're in for a very long time, and this is not who you are, except for at this moment. At this moment, you're in a pretty emotional state, meaning that you're allowing your emotions to take priority over other things. And in this moment, I say, let that be okay. Allow your emotions to dictate just a few of out of the day. So here's what I mean. If I'm looking up, you know, a closet, if you know that you have to pay bills, that you have to do certain things for your business and your closet is just driving you nuts, then I say allow your closet to take priority. Allow yourself 1 to 2 of these emotional tasks to take priority, and then go ahead and move to your practical side. Again, this is about you working in alignment, right? Your emotional, your spiritual, and your practical self. This is the one time that you get to allow your emotional self to be the boss. Now, as you allow your emotional self to be the boss, then what will happen is that all these old feelings that you have are going to surface. And that's a good thing, because by having your old feelings surface, you can actually start cleaning out your emotional closet. And once the emotional closet starts being tended to, so that doesn't mean you have to completely clean out the closet. I mean, who does? But once you do, once you get started, then your emotional self will get back into balance, and then your practical self can take back over. All right. I don't see this taking a whole lot of time, but it sure feels really wacky for you right now. I feel for you. I understand how that wackiness can feel, but just know that this is a very short, intense thing. All right. Just give it a few weeks. Let's see.
Cynthia, it's Tiana. I wanted to tell you that Paul from Oakland is waiting on the line. He's got to move by March and was wondering if you could give him some information. So I'm going to patch him through, okay?
Thank you so much, Tana. Okay. Hi, Paul. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. A little stressed, but I'm okay.
I was going to say, you sound pretty good for being pretty stressed out. So how can I help you? What's going on?
Well, I need to move by the end of March. And so I wanted to see if you sense me getting a good place in which to live that I can afford, that has most of the amenities that my soul likes to live in.
Okay. So here's what I'm hearing. The answer is, ultimately, yes, but it's not going to be in this move. There's a part of you. Hold on one moment, please. I'm so sorry. I'm getting a little tickle in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you right now that's feeling a little bit resentful. And because you're feeling resentful, and it's not just about this move, it's about a couple other things that are going on in your life. And so they're feeling like a little bit of an add up, like, oh my gosh, now I got to deal with this. And now I got to deal with this. You're going to have a really nice interim place. Excuse me. I know that this interim place is not going to be for a very long time. So do you have a lot of stuff?
I do. I'm going to get rid of quite a bit if I can. I was just, you know, I was just shown a place. It's actually in Oakland. I'm not too sure about the guy that owns the place. I mean, he's in Michigan, and it just feels a little shady to me. So I'm not sure. It's a nice little place that I could be comfortable with in the interim, but I've just been shown pictures. And so, you know, I'm not sure if I should move forward with that or just bypass it and keep, you know, myself open.
Sure. Do you know the landlord's first name?
It's Ronald.
Okay, hold on one second. He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy at all. He's just it's just that you guys don't communicate on the same wavelength at this moment. He tends to be pretty much all business, and it's all about the money. And for you, this is a pretty emotional thing because you're going through a lot of stuff. This is not a bad move. And again, for interim, it's actually pretty good. Just know that this is not the only interim space that you can take. I see that if you look around a little bit more, you're going to find other interim places. And although interim is never like the most fun thing in the whole wide world, it sure feels good to know that there's more than one interim place that you can take, so that at least, you know, so there's a little bit of relief. So if you don't feel comfortable with this one, which, by the way, will be okay. It's not going to be great, but again, because it's interim, and you know, getting rid of a lot of stuff is good for you. But you're at a place right now, I'll just call it like licking your wounds. You're not right now where you're about licking your wounds. So, you know, so do you need to have all the things that you want? Not really. All you need is a safe place with privacy so that you can lick your wounds and then have the, you know, have the safety to share with someone your space, you know, when you're, when you want to share. Those are the only two things that you really need. And what's, can I ask what the lease term is?
The place is, so when you say lease terms, how do you mean?
Is it, excuse me, is it a one-year lease, three-year lease?
He has not fully explained. He, we've just been communicating by email. And what he said is that he's in Michigan on a long-term contract. And that he really wants someone to take care of the place. And so he wants to know a little bit more about me. But he's shown me the pictures of the place, which, you know, the pictures are nice, you know, and it looks like a comfortable place. But I don't have the exact lease terms. He wants about $1,000 a month, which is very good for Oakland. It's really very good. That's why I wanted to ask you about it, because it just, for some reason, you know, maybe because I'm licking my wounds, I'm just not.
You're actually asking the appropriate questions as a renter, right? So let's just be practical about it. So just to make this, you know, because I'm going to need to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes, is that this guy is pretty much on the up and up. He's not going to, you're not going to get, you know, screwed in any way, shape, or form. It's, again, it's not going to be the ultimate place. And if you feel in your gut that it's not right for you, which is okay, because again, you're in an emotional space, then know that there are two other places that are in the interim that will work for you as well. So don't feel like you have to take it. Don't you're not at that place yet.
Okay.
You're absolutely okay. All right.
I thank you so much. You've helped me greatly. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. So much for calling.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, thank you so much, everybody, for taking the time to call in and listening to the Modern Day Mystic that we have every Monday. Special thank yous to Carol with Angel Heart for You for creating this channel, for Tana for helping me with this crazy first live session, to you all the listeners for being so patient and kind to me. The meditations that I talked about you can find on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook page. If you have any questions about that, feel free to call if you're interested on one-on-one, and find me at Angel Heart for You in Benicia. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I hope you have a rocking week. Thanks again, and I will catch you on Friday at 1 p.m.
Thank you for listening to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live shows. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart for You radio channel.